Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to our Sunday series, live from NYC. Well, we're not actually live from New York because we're not live from New York. We're live from my home in, I'm not going to give out my whole government location, but live from my home. I am with my family. Hope you all had an amazing week. Let me know how it went at our Sunday series on Instagram directly to our inbox. My name is Fonzo, and I'm your hostess with the mostest as per usual. You guys, how was your week? It's been crazy. The last 10 days literally feels like a scene, the exposition to 2012, the movie. Like, I've been talking about it nonstop because, like, how is reality mapping to 2012, the movie? Like, it's insane. And welcome to season two. I know I said I was going to take a little break in between season one and season two to kind of refocus and make this show more value-driven, or like give it more value for you all intellectually, but I figured it's best for me to do that via writing. So I'm going to start writing blog content. Literally kill me, I hate deadlines. But I'm going to start writing blog content about basically everything I'm interested in, which is like business and sustainability and how it impacts communities, women, factory workers, the supply chain, everything. Really just breaking it down to make it really approachable because I feel like we're in kind of an interesting time where now a lot of businesses are having to show their versatility, right? Especially these direct-to-consumer businesses, aka Instagram boutiques, just to focus on those specifically, are people, like, what is going on? Like, what makes people buy in, like, such weird times, I guess? It's, like, a lot. And I've really been thinking about the effects of the coronavirus on all of these direct-to-consumer businesses and, like, all of these Instagram ads and everything, and it's like those are priority level zero whenever like a pandemic is happening, and it's insane. So like you're telling me that like some of these things like Honey Bun or Honey Bum, whatever, like don't really have clientele whenever there's like a pandemic or the economy is down. Like where else does that translate to, you know what I mean? Like I don't know. So yeah, that's what I'll explore in the blog on oursundayseries.com, or I'll do it in a Medium post. I'm not sure yet how I kind of like want to go about it. Or a series of Medium posts, really. Like, I don't really mind. Works either way. I just really, I have a lot of interests and I feel like researching. I'm a researcher, by the way, in case you guys didn't know. It's kind of my jam. Like, this whole corona thing has me spinning. There are so many, like, there's so much data that's going to come out of this in terms of, like, businesses. Like, let's just take ride sharing as a, my little brother was like, the sharing economy got us into this mess, which it kind of did, just a little bit. Like, it helped to perpetuate it to some degree, which is really interesting. But what that did to, like, businesses across different cities and, like, looking at the cross-cultural effects of all that. Like, it's insane. Like, I don't know. I think it's crazy. But, yeah. So, today we're going to be talking about corona, how I feel about it, what we should all be praying about, because I think it's, like, in, like, you guys, this is not, like, Twitter aside, it's hilarious on Twitter, but this is, like, very real. And it's, such a, I don't know, this is just, like, very real, you know? Like, realer than I first thought. That was me a few days ago. There was this tweet of this guy, he's like, yeah, you know, I didn't take it seriously at first, and then, like, that was a few days ago. But that's really me. Like, I thought this was, like, a joke. I was like, whatever, it's not that big of a deal. Black people can't get it. I really don't think we can, truly. and I'll explain. But I don't think we can get it. Well, we could, but it can't, like, I just don't think we can get it. Like, I'm like, I was has never mixed with anything. I can't really, like, my DNA is pretty solidly just one thing. Like, I just don't think we are built to get it. You feel me? Yeah. So anyway, then I'm gonna talk about what this is all doing for everything. Like, it's really illuminating what's actually important, what's not important. Perspectives are being, like, adjusted in such a quick and abrupt and, like, never would have thought it would happen in March of all the months. March 2020 would be the year that everyone, would be the month and the year that everyone kind of, like, gets their perspective adjusted at once. No trips to Brazil here. No trips to anywhere, like, just the pandemic to make you realize what's important, what's not important. Yeah, and then I'm going to talk about how I broke up with him again. And then we became friends again. But that, it's actually deeper than all of that. And I feel like I did enough background research to kind of, like, figure out where we are in this, like, whole timeline. Because we're basically twin flames. I'll explain. Yeah, so let's get started. Oh, right, you guys, it's Corona time. Like, I want to play that little clip where it's like, yo, it's Corona time right now. Let's see. Dude. Yeah, so basically it's Corona time and it's crazy. I came home last week. I've been home for like 1 week exactly. And, well, 1 week and a day, because it was last Saturday, so, like, last week. You guys, we should all be praying. Like, honestly, like, we should all be praying for everyone who, like, literally, people who are losing their jobs and, like, they have nowhere to turn for new work for a long time, like, indefinitely. Also, I have another theory that, like, as quickly as this game is gonna leave, but, like, you know, I could be wrong. Hopefully, fingers crossed. But even if it leaves, still, the, like, getting everything back to normal, I think maybe that'll be in June, right? Like, it has to be, like, completely back to normal, 100%. Everyone's sharing vehicles again and, like, going out in public and, like, not social distancing. That's gonna take until June. But even then, people are gonna social distance, I think, maybe, being ambitious there, but, yeah. So, yeah, we should really all be, everyone who's, like, worlds have gotten turned upside down in the past week, and it's not something you could even, like, predict, right? Like, you hear about, like, I mean, all throughout the winter, January, February, we were hearing about, Corona in China and in, like, all of these places, and we're just like, yeah, whatever, sucks for them. I was, anyway. I didn't take this seriously at all until maybe on this past Wednesday. Like, I didn't take this seriously, I really didn't. But now I am taking it seriously, and I think, yeah, this is what bothers me the most, because there are, like, families tied to the people that are losing their jobs. And it's like, what are they gonna do? You don't know what they're gonna do, right? It's like, and all these kids that are, like, home from school, and it's just a lot. I don't know. I don't, like, that's literally what we, like, need to all be, like, putting our energy towards, like, just, like, spiritually, I think. And also, like, the people that are actually getting infected and things like that. But, like, really the, like, larger ripple effects, you know? Like, I feel like we could, like, I don't even want to say it, but, like, a recession could come. Not the way it did in 2008, because this isn't, like, bank-based-ish, but, like, one similar to that. Like, I know gyms and, like, health clubs and everything are, like, trying to get a petition going for, like, a federal stimulus package, like, Burr in New York. I don't know if you guys know it. It's, like, a cold workout. How dumb. It's like a cold workout. Like, they chill the room to a few degrees. I think maybe not freezing, but like 38 degrees or 40 degrees. And then you do your workout in the cold. But I read one of their emails where they're like, yeah, we're closing our studios, blah, 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 blah. If you can sign to, like, support us in asking for a federal stimulus package. And I'm like, Burr Gym, that's running on investor money, does not need a federal stimulus package to continue running on investor money instead of actual business profit. I don't think that's a thing. Not to call out Burr specifically, but really anyone who's asking for federal aid in that way, like, it's really eye-opening. It's like, if you are not making money as a business and you don't have enough in, like, liquid cash flow to sustain yourselves in case of an emergency like this, like, I don't think you should be running the business. Or you should really rethink the business model, but you shouldn't be asking for, like, a federal stimulus package. I mean, you could. I don't even know what a federal stimulus package is, just to give it 100. But, like, it sounds like a bailout to me, which is not what is needed. Like, we don't need to be funneling money into, like, it just doesn't make sense. It's very weird. Yeah, I'm more concerned with the people than I am with these businesses. But there are some, like, I've been really intentional in the past, in the past few days. In the past 2 weeks-ish of, kind of, how do I explain this? Studying with the flow of what's happening. So, like, I study, like, the word of God very, very, like, diligently every day. For at least from 15 minutes to, like, an hour a day, depending on how much time I have, right? And then I pray and then I go about my day. But, yeah, I've been praying pretty closely to, like, be able to tune in to what I need to, like, read, basically, to be guided to what I need to read and what I need to be understanding, as it relates to not only just my personal life, but also, like, life in general, like, what's happening right now with, like, Miss Rona, who's running rampant, and I bet she needs a filling for her nails, but what, the nail salons are closed, honey? Like, you did that. But, yeah, so I've been studying pretty intentionally and praying intentionally to, like, kind of get some peace, because, like, CNN is not going to give you peace, Twitter updates are not going to give you peace, none of that is going to give you peace, right? So something that's really helped me, is, like, basically what the message that I've been getting is, like, don't fight what God is doing or how he's doing it, or, like, don't even postulate about where it came from, right? Like, yeah, it could have come from China. Who knows about the spiritual foundations of China as a nation? I don't know. And if you guys aren't familiar with, like, how do I say this in the most, like, it's not like national spirits. It's just, like, there's, like, a lot of things that make up a people, that make up a, like, there's a lot. This is just, like, the physical world, you guys. There's, like, so, so much that happens. Like, we're literally the 0.0002% of what is happening in the spiritual world. That's actually the world, right? But what was I gonna say? Yeah, like, I don't know about China spiritually. Like, I don't know. But I think for a while I was just like, okay, clearly something is just running rampant here that shouldn't be running rampant here. But then you remember that, like, nothing happens outside of God's control and, like, purview, right? And trying to understand all of that, like, it's wasted energy. Don't even bother trying to understand it, right? Don't even fight it. Don't blame. Don't say, God, why? Like, ooh, why is this happening? God, why is this happening? Like, just don't. Just, like, don't even put your energy there. It's already happening, boo. It's probably already happened, as these are ripple after effects of an occurrence that occurred who knows when, right? Like, just take it all in stride, and say there must be, like, a good reason for this, right? There must be, like, as long as he knows is the thing, right? Like, as long as God knows what's going on, like, that's literally all the comfort that anyone really needs, right? There's this passage in, like, Isaiah 45. Yeah, there's this passage in Isaiah 45, like, and it's like, shall the clay say to the potter, what are you doing? Your work has no handles. Shame on him who asks his father, what are you begetting? Like, what are you doing? Or a woman, what are you bearing? Don't really get the woman part. Like, if you're pregnant, sis, you're pregnant, okay. and it's like, The Lord is saying through Isaiah, will you question me about the work of my hands? Like, and it's like such an offending thought to even think that you would question the work of Hashem's hands, right? Like, you would never. Like, why would you do that? It's just something that wouldn't happen, right? Yeah. I don't know. So I'm not questioning it. I don't think any of us should be questioning it. I think we should just be taking it in stride and understanding that Hashem must have a good reason for this, and that we'll all be fine and we're all protected and safe and, like, all of that good stuff. And just, like, praying profusely for the people that are negatively affected by all of this, whether that's health-wise, economically, like, just in general. Like, that's where the energy should be going. Because it's more powerful that way. Like, you cannot try to humanize things that happen at such a grand scale. Like, if you do, like, you're gonna sit there and postulate for the next 30, 40 years. And you're wasting energy because it's already happened. Like, it's now manifesting in the physical. Like, it's already occurred. Already. Like, way, way back. If you're seeing it physically, this already was, like, happening way, way back. Which means that the solution has already happened and we have just yet to see it, kind of thing. So, yeah. I think that those are my thoughts on Corona, how we should be handling it, how we should be dealing with it, how we should be kind of thinking about it. I mean, keep the memes coming. They're hilarious. Like, the quality that the internet has produced in the past 7 days. Should I put my favorite tweets in a post? I think I'll do that. So funny. Like, such quality posts. So funny. Just, like, really good. And the content is thriving. And it's just fantastic. Yeah. So, those are my thoughts on Corona. I hope you guys will, like... Should we, like, do a meditation, perhaps, together? I'll put it on our Instagram for anyone who listens to this post-talk, and it'll just be one of those things that, like, lives on in the case of another economic pandemic or health pandemic. God forbid. But, like, in the case of another pandemic, yeah, maybe we should. So let's come up with it now. No, how about I will not question, I will take in stride what is. There must be a good reason. Cool, let's do that. So I am protected. Let's add that on the end. Let's tack it on. Okay, I will not question, I will take in stride what is. There must be a good reason for this. I am protected. Boom. So that's going to be the mantra anytime you guys start, like, worrying like a engine about the possibility of being inside for 12 weeks. Like, calm down. Like, you'll get used to it. And then before you know it, it'll be time to get out. And then you'll be like, oh, I wish it was quarantine still. You see, like, that's just how it works. So next topic. Hey, to start things off, actually. So, like, I woke up with him again. Right before all of this occurred. Literally, it was last Thursday. And what happened? Like, it was all good. We actually, like, hung out last Thursday. And then, like, we had... Everyone was... The wine was flowing. Everyone was just happy spirits, right? And then, like, I just got into my head after conversations, after, like, getting input, which is something that's... a little unadvisable, but I was just like, cool, let me just, like, check in on the status of this little friendship union, whatever, and just, like, in retrospect, it wasn't the best idea, but in retrospect, it was a brilliant idea, because I'm freer than I've ever been. What am I saying? Oh, yeah, okay, so basically, I, like, sent a mensaje, a message, saying, like, basically, like, time to DTR, boo. Like, let's really DTR. Homie was not ready for that. Basically, it just ended very, like, I don't know. Homie was not ready for that. And in case you guys didn't know, like, I'm very, I've done this before. Let me just explain, right? Like, I don't know. Like, this whole, let's take it back. Since we're finishing up, Since we're going to be talking about Corona and all of that, I feel like this time has really just helped to illuminate what's important and what's not important, and the perspectives that matter, what doesn't matter, little things that matter, big things that aren't really as big as you think they are. Because at the end of the day, you just want the people you love to be like safe and healthy, and that's all that matters. And so after all of that, like, giant blow up where I like was like, cool, like never seeing each other again. Dramatics, bruh. Never seeing each other again because I'm not getting what I want. Anyway, the important thing is that like, when I like reached back out to like make sure everyone was like healthy and okay and happy on his end in his camp, right? It was really chill. And I was like, oh, well, I guess I'll just never stop loving this person, period, on period love. Like, it's just never gonna stop. And that's just how it's gonna be. And I was like, well, what does this mean then? Because this is super annoying to like do. And this time that I like, I've done this before, like I've quote unquote ended things before, and it was in October, I think. And when I did it, I was shattered. Like, I was like on the ground, like I just didn't know. Like, I was like, this is a terrible decision. I just did the wrong thing. Like, I feel completely unsupported by like everything around me to like continue in this path of like what I've done. And so I had to like circle back and like put the pieces back together as I do. But this time when I just felt completely supported in doing it, you know what I mean? And I was like, okay, so this must be right because I feel completely supported in doing this. And I was like looking it up and I was like, okay, why do I feel so supported doing it this time? And then in October, I like wasn't supported to do it. And I arrived at the fact that we're in a different stage of the twin flame union, okay? Or the twin flame like relationship, basically. Okay, let me explain. Okay, do you guys know what a twin flame is? Because if not, I'm about to run it down to you. This man is my twin flame, basically. So a twin flame is, okay, twin flames is two people who were split into different bodies but share the same soul. Not a soul, not to be confused with a soulmate. Okay, let's look up the definition of a soulmate. Okay, if I type soul, because like if you type soulmate, like you get all of the like Cosmopolitan, Elite Daily type of articles, but if you type soulmate versus twin flame, you get like the really esoteric, weird people mixed with their definition of it, which is the authentic definition. Okay, so twin flame is a type of soulmate. And then kindred spirits are another type of twin flame, another type of soulmate. But basically, we're twin flames, two people who are split into different bodies but share the same soul. Twin flames make soulmates look and feel totally disposable in comparison, since they are like soulmates on crack. Love to see it. Yeah, so basically that's what we are. So there's seven stages in the twin flame relationship, basically. Okay, the first stage, stage one, is the yearning for the one. And this is all like gathered from Google searches, so like feel free to do your own research. It's really fun. So stage one, which is the yearning for the one. In this preliminary stage, you've spent your entire life pining for the one that doesn't yet exist in your life. You have this strange sensation that someone who is perfectly molded to you is out there, but you don't quite know where or when they will appear in your life. Although you ache for your twin flame, you have a feeling they will appear to you at some point. This was me. And this was like basically my whole life, actually. You can ask a old homegirl at Call Me. You can ask Call Me to Tenda on all social platforms the validity of this. It's true. This was basically me. And I like had in my head this like, he was first Blake Griffin, then he was Michael B. Jordan. And then he was Anthony Joshua for like 2 weeks, maybe a day or two. And then he was other people. But yeah, I've always had this in my head. And then I think in February of 2018, I decided that it was this Instagram model, Isha Blocker. And I was just like, this is him. Like, I'm going to be in New York this summer. Like, I'm going to meet Isha Blocker and then we're going to be together because he's Isha Blocker. And I think it's him. And nothing against Isha Blocker. I can't even say it right. It's like B-L-A-A-K-E-R. But like, I was like, it's him. It's like, this is the one, right? Didn't even know him. He had like, let me see. Yeah, Isha Blocker with his 60k follow Instagram. But I thought it was him, and I spent the entire summer trying to meet him. And fun fact, me and my best friend actually almost met him. She, like, woke up the day that she, like, came to New York that weekend, and she was like, oh, we should go to, like, a Brazilian spot tonight. And I was like, why would we go to a Brazilian spot? But fine. And then she's looking up all these spots, and then she, like, picks this one in Williamsburg, and I'm like, eh, it's kind of like a bop. Let's go, like, at the end of the day, if need be. And when I tell you that that is exactly where Isha was in his Instagram stories around 4 p.m., and we were sitting having, like, a late lunch, and I'm like, dude, you will not believe who's at this place. It's Isha Blocker. And she's like, I told you we should have gone there in the beginning of the day and just, like, spent the whole day there. And then we got there at night, and then we talked to the bouncer. The bouncer's like, oh, yeah, that guy left a few hours ago. And I was like, jeez, like, so close to meeting him. I was convinced it was him. What are the chances, right? Anyway, stage two wasn't him, by the way. Stage two, glimpsing the one. At some point, you'll have a brief glimpse of your twin flame, whether this is through a dream signal or through a real-life meeting. Suddenly, the beloved can be sensed. The result is profound. Wonder, joy, anxiety, intoxication quickly ensue. So that was kind of like, I'd say leading up to the summer. So I, like, kind of felt like it was happening. It was gonna, it was coming very soon. And I was just like, I'm so excited. It's gonna be great. Like, it's finally gonna be here, and it's just gonna be amazing. Naive. Very naive. Yeah. So then stage three is the falling in love stage and, like, the meeting stage. I think this is, like, okay, first meeting. So in this stage, you'll either get a sense that your twin flame is coming into your life, or you'll feel as if you're getting signs from the universe that someone special is about to come into your life. You might be walking around with the sense that you're in love, or you feel a deep sense of excitement that you haven't met anyone yet. Thought it was Isha. That was my excitement. He kept me going. You might get reoccurring dream symbols, or you might catch an actual physical glimpse, someone you cannot get out of your mind, whatever, simply to curiosity. Here it is. Okay, so falling in love with your twin flame would be the next stage. So when you do meet your twin flame, your connection will be deeper than anything you've ever experienced. It was, you guys. I literally, like, met the guy, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I literally am, like screwed right now. Like, I have no idea, like, why I feel so close to him. Like, I feel like I've known him forever, and I'm not taking any of his, like, anything. And it was just insane. It was truly insane. I was like, what? And even he said it. He's like, yeah, you're, like, connected to me. And I'm like, oh, geez. But, like, and not such a, like, whatever. It might actually be disorienting. And your reaction to the situation will surprise you, in that you'll find yourself reacting differently. If you normally throw yourselves into relationships, you might find yourself cowering in fear. If you normally avoid intimacy, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, however, this stage is likely to last a short amount of time. Twin flames are marked by more than just powerful connections and intense feelings. They're also marked by stages of inner turmoil and separation. This stage lasted 2 business days, you guys. 2 business days. And then homie dipped back to another country and stayed there effectively for about 6 months. And we were just, like, keeping in touch and, like, chatting literally every day. And, yeah. What's the next stage? Right, okay, we're chatting every day. The fairy tale relationship stage. Both of you eventually make your feelings known and enter into a quote-unquote quasi-relationship. Life will feel like a fairy tale. It did, dude. That was, like, my entire senior year, and I was like, how is this happening, like, across borders? Like, I don't get this. Is this Dear John? Is this Letters to Juliet? Can someone explain to me how this is occurring? Your relationship with them will be perfect in every possible way. It will seem as though your twin flame fulfills every single need you have and everything you ever possibly wanted. This taste of paradise is what the matured twin flame relationships looks like after the next 2 stages of turmoil. So came the turmoil. Homie comes back. Everything's good. We're seeing each other again. I'm here at school. He's in New York. It's fine. We saw each other, I think, once immediately when he came back. But, yeah. The next stage, stage five. In this stage, there's trouble in paradise. As the ecstasy from the initial meeting period weighs off, egos start to flare up. Suddenly, differences in opinions, taste, and personality arise, and old core wounds emerge out of the gloom. For example, if you're an emotionally repressed person, as he is, your twin flame will likely be emotionally explosive, as I am. If you tend to be arrogant, your twin flame most likely be uncertain and quiet. No. Basically, it's your twin flame challenging you. And then starts stage six, the runner and the chaser, which led up to, I think the first big blow up was in March of 2019. And then the separation, the runner and the chaser, was like in May of 2019. And I didn't know. I was really young, right? I didn't know anything about this stuff. So I was like, it's over. But it wasn't over. Even my best friend was like, girl, it's not over. He's just like, whatever. He's just like tasting the waters of different things. Like, whatever. As tensions mount, it is common for one partner to emotionally or physically withdraw and run away, and another to pursue them in a game of cat and mouse. In this stage, twin flames experience a trial by fire. Okay, and it continues until, like, the running and chasing can only come to an end when both have healed from the pain. It's important for twin flames to be on the path to spiritual enlightenment. And the pain being, this is like the really weird part, you guys. They're not, it's like the runner and the chaser. So I would say I'm the chaser because I'm the more emotionally mature one of the two. And he's the runner because he's a child. I don't care if you're 32 or 23, like, you're still immature emotionally. Like, he's way older than me, but he's very, very emotionally stunted, I would say. Let me not say that. He's more, like, just not as mature as me. We can't all be on my level. There are levels to this, you know, as you all know. So the truth is that the runner is never running away from the chaser. Rather, the runner is fleeing from their own soul. Chasers are mirrors of the runners. The chaser brings up all the emotion and the runner does not. Okay, so the runner does not want to work through. They just can't handle it, so they run. The sad part is it can go on for years. It didn't. It just went on for 2 months. Like, we're both, he's a runner, yeah, but he's like a pretty aware runner. So basically, the running and chasing can only come to an end when both have healed from the pain. They're both scared of each other because they are each other. Just interesting to think about. And then stage seven, where we currently are, is surrender, right? Okay, so say goodbye to your ego because you've got some growing to do. This time apart from your twin flame, which is the quasi breakup that we're in right now. Can you believe I did that on last Thursday and then Corona came? I think this is like a predestined thing. Like, literally, like, I'm so grateful to whatever angel is assigned to this hot mess, because they really said, you know, that Corona is gonna really come through, so like, let's just make their like little surrender stage during that Corona thing, and then when it's all over, they'll like all be good, or on the road to being all good. So basically, we're in the surrender stage. The need for control has been given up for me. Surrendering doesn't mean giving up on the connection, but accepting that destiny cannot be escaped and that I can't control his growth and his, like, owning up to, like, what is so painful about this union, you know what I mean? And it's not necessarily goodbye forever, the breakup itself, this stage should be seen as a positive, allowing you and your twin flame to be released from the past and encouraging you both to live more consciously in the moment. So after some time in the surrender stage, I really think we have at least until June, which is amazing because it's just great. After some time, you'll both realize that you're helpless. You're helpless in avoiding each other. You're hopelessly in love and you can't get each other off your minds. This is where you'll be brought back together and you'll fall lovingly into each other's arms. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. It's going to be 2 years in August. Okay, but, jeez, I can't really say that because, like, okay, whatever. But this usually happens after you've done work on yourselves in the form of self-love, stepping into your purpose, and raising your frequency. And then obviously the last stage is like perfect union, oneness, whatever. In stage 8, it is common for you to find your shared meaning, passion, or cause that brings you a mutual sense of fulfillment. I think ours is we're just gonna like build schools. Like, I'm not gonna go into his like government like occupation because I don't want to do that. But like, basically, homie's like a badass. Like, it's insane. It's literally like dream stuff. Like, this is stuff you write on the list of like, I want this person to do this and that. Yeah. Okay, so the final stage of a twin flame journey is when both twin flames have awakened and transcended all the obstacles of the previous stages, and when each of them is ready to become whole and embrace every aspect of themselves and the other, when souls are ready to completely surrender to the union itself. Yeah, so I think we're in the surrender stage, no telling how long it'll last, but I'm more than grateful to be here. I'm taking a sip of tea. Do you guys have a drink to go with this? I forgot to tell you that. Bring drinks. It feels like coming home. I just think that, like, in this time period, in the surrender stage, is when I'm going to kind of solidify, like, who I am. And, like, this is the first time, like, I can be completely honest with you guys where I haven't felt, like, I feel like the possibility of not being codependent on this, like, connection and this, like, relationship and, like, fantasizing about things and, like, leaning on it so heavily and, like, so much throughout the day. I've never been here before. Like, I didn't even think it was possible. I remember last year thinking, like, oh, like, no way. I can't believe, like, will there ever be a day where I will think of anything but, like, this in this way? Like, I can't imagine it. And that day is here. And it's just, I feel like I have power again, you guys. Like, I don't feel like, I mean, February 2018. Could you imagine? That's over a year of feeling, like, so fixated on this energy of, like, chasing and, like, running towards it, right? Like, and now I feel freer than ever to, like, just be. Like, I don't know. Like, it's, like, I feel like I'm in my power. And it's not even, like, I have any hard feelings towards the guy. Like, I love him. I will always. Like, I respect fully the love that is, like, between us, right? Like, I honor it because I didn't give it at all. I have no idea where it came from. I know where it came from. But shout out to my guy, capital my, capital guy. But, like, I'm just fully in awe of it and so grateful that I would even have the opportunity to feel something so intense and something so pure and, like, unconditional. Yeah, it's insane. Like, I have no idea. Like, I just feel an insane amount of gratitude about it. And, like, I would never withhold anything from him ever. Like, he has all of everything that he ever needs in terms of, like, love from me. Like, never. Never. I can't even imagine a future where I would ever withhold anything from him. Nothing. Even if we're, like, right now, like, in separation, like, it's okay. It's meant, and hopefully we both overcome anything that we need to overcome in this stage to really, like, get on with the show, but I'm not in a rush to get on with the show. It could be 2 weeks, it could be 2 months, it could be 2 years, like, I'm not tied to it. I know that within that time frame, something significant is happening here, like, with me. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like something significant is happening. And I think it's a good lesson for all of us. Like, we're in a rush to get out of quarantine, dude, just to bring it back. Like, we're all kind of like, when is it gonna end? When is this gonna end? When am I gonna get on with this? When am I gonna get on with that? I have a timeline. Don't rush the timeline. Let it play out. Because everything is, like, thought of. If two orange trees are supposed to grow at point X, which is 30 meters away from you, to sustain you at point X, right? And you're trying to get to point X at 15 meters away from you, there aren't going to be olive trees or there aren't going to be orange trees to sustain you at that point, dude. Like, I'm literally gasping for breath right now trying to explain to you, don't rush the process, go inward. Like, don't rush the process, go inward. Like, You're so deserving of love. You're so full of love. Like, if you're not giving love to another, like, that same love is already, like, given to you to utilize and to explore for yourself in the form of self-love. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, guys. I just, yeah. Like, I never thought I'd get here. So, like, if you think you're never gonna get somewhere in a recovery or, like, in a, like, back to normal or in a ideal state, like, you'll never get to that ideal state, you're gonna get there. Because you're cognizant of the fact that it exists. And the fact that you are cognizant of it means that at some level, you know that you will get there. Not even that you're capable, that's a given, but, like, you'll just get there. You just have to be, like, so patient with it. And yeah, on that note, you guys, keep enjoying your quarantine. What else? Keep enjoying your quarantine. Work out. Do some home workouts. I personally, yesterday, I just bought Jordan Woods's first place guide. I'll let you know how that goes. I've also been doing Dariana Nova's guides as well, and you spell it Darihana, so Darihana Nova. She's insane, and her guides legitimately work. I've used them before, and I'm doing that, and I'm doing the Peloton when I feel like it. But yeah, let me know what home workouts you guys are doing, what yoga you guys are doing, and if you want any tips, tricks, or anything like that. And yeah, awesome. Okay, that's all I really have for you guys. As always, I hope you fall in love with yourself, with your life, with your week, and with the magic between Sundays, even in times like this. Even in times like this, like Bezos babies. Thank you so, so much for listening. I appreciate it so, so much. Follow us on Instagram and let me know how your week was, how it's going, how you're keeping busy, how your work from home is going. If your back hurts, I have tips, by the way. Etc. Love you all. Bye.